We're sort of freelance improvisers wandering around Portland right now, and we have folks from Comedy Sports who are going to be joining us. We've got some folks from Girls with Heads and the Stumptown Improv Festival and
Curious Comedy.
Curious Comedy, exactly. So we've got representatives of most of the improv theaters in town that are going to be joining us on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just think everyone should come. I'm going to be sitting in there in the audience laughing my head off, and I cannot wait. And I'm so grateful and excited that this has come together with these amazing and generous groups of improv and comedy performers here in Portland.
Yeah,
we're really lucky.
I want to give a shout out to Kelsey Tyler over at Portland Center Stage, who has been very generous in giving us the stage to make this benefit happen. So. 3 cheers for Portland Center Stage at the Armory.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Well, very cool. Amy and Alisa, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Annalisa Davis, the executive director of Rahab Sisters, Amy Conway, the founder of Comedy Really Cares, and Lisa Brusso, a partner at Bridge City Improv. On Monday, October 21st, these groups will be coming together to present an improvised comedy showcase in support of Rahab Sisters at Portland Center Stage at 128 Northwest 11th at 7 p.m. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Althea Billings. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Native Artist and Storyteller Symposium on Saturday, October 26th from noon to 6 p.m. at the PSU Native American Student and Community Center in Portland. The Native Artist and Storyteller Symposium will feature artist talks and presentations by Native artists, a panel discussion, a community meal, an artist marketplace, and more. Again, that's the Native Artist and Storyteller Symposium on Saturday, October 26th from noon to 6 p.m. at the PSU Native American Student and Community Center, 710 Southwest Jackson Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Be sure to tune in this Thursday right before midnight for a very special broadcast celebrating 1979, the year in music. 40 years ago, some of the most influential artists were forming and releasing their seminal recordings, and our special guest Raven will be playing his favorites for you. Once again, be sure to tune in this Thursday right before midnight for our 1979 retrospective. Right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
The rest of the world. The ships reached land, and Columbus and his crew saw the people with reddish brown skins who lived there.
Oh, I think it is rather surprising that they should have reddish brown skins. But now, since we have landed in India, then these people must be Indians.
Listening to a digital indigenous radio show.
all across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Gosh, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. It's a wonderful fall day here. I hope you had a good Indigenous Peoples Day. I know I did. Took the day off. I deserve it. Hope you took care of yourself, your loved ones. Taught someone something new. We got a great show for you today. Music, poetry, and more coming your way. We're starting off the night with a song I haven't played in a while, honestly, and it's one of my personal favorites. This is Tony Garcia with No Dogs and Indians Allowed here on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio.
Wubila Inishiwashte Tungashila Omaki Ayo Mitakuye Oyase. All my relations Pilamia. Some people ask me who killed Custer. I said he killed himself. He took an oath, he made a promise, took the blame in somebody else. Major Reno, he told the tale. You know, he said, I really didn't like him well, 'cause he wouldn't wait. So he met his fate. And they said, no dogs, no Indians are allowed in here. No dogs or Indians gonna be allowed. We got the message. It was very clear. No dogs or Indians gonna be alive in here. No dogs or Indians gonna be alive. I know you heard about that Captain Jack, a Modoc Indian. Killed the general, shot him in his tracks. Everybody on the rest said, now we can't go home. And all that's left is our dying song. Down to the bar, went to celebrate. Drinking whiskey and champagne. I see your back, boy. and it's much too late. You better leave, you better get out right away. Cause no dogs or engines are allowed in here. No dogs and engines gonna be allowed, that's clear. Don't you ever fret. They say we never think that way. We could have gotten even, but we haven't yet. Cause all we really wanna do is pray. Our culture's strong and our spirit's bright. We teach our children to pray for us every night. Caught in the middle of these crazy ways, all we wanted to do was pray. Oh yeah, all we wanted to do was pray. History, all the damage done, all that damage done by the 7th Cavalry. It was wrong, it was vengeance, it was wrong, wrong, wrong. No dogs or Indians are allowed in here. No dogs or Indians gonna be allowed, that's clear.
Somewhere in your heart you'll find as our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
That was Ray Zaragoza with In the River, and before that, Tony Garcia with No Dogs and Indians Allowed. And coming up next, this is Exit with Christopher Columbus here on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio.
I see ya.
That was Redbone with Wovoka, and before that, Exit with Christopher Columbus. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio here on KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we're gonna pick up the pace a little and go with Nico Soul. This is a song from Nico Soul called Wendigo here on KBOO Portland. Thank you.
but you're acting like a devil. I can give you my soul, but that bitch is asking for some trouble. You monster in disguise, you can see the call from your eyes. So seeing what you done, yeah, it comes to no surprise. Damn, look at this shit I'm caught up in. Calling you, it says call again. Am I leaving these messages, thinking this you gonna be stopping in? You a monster in disguise, you took my heart and swallowed it. Just as far as I can go, my last message is dial tone. No calling at night, no calling to fight, no calling trying to live this life.
We're cold. You took my heart and swallowed it. Oh, you're nothing but a Wendigo, 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 Wendigo. Keep my hand, say here you go. You should've known you still want more. You're nothing but a Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo.
Thank you. this country. How could the government to put the people in poverty? And it bothers me when the people are going hungry and go for companies that got the garbage for the groceries. It's disgusting how you can do nothing and complain about the situation in which you're living. And it all starts to make sense. The vultures are culture and they're picking on all my friends. It all starts to make sense. All indigenous and present men. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light, help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm caught and I can knock all the lies by this life. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a sharp, undefeatable ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable, all the slow moving people, they can care less just as long as they are comfortable. Man, it's unforgivable because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I reflect it back to you and you and you and you and use your ability to choose. Come on, man, make the movement move. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. With all these omens and the moon phase we're in, it all starts to make sense. Well, I dedicate my life to the people who need the light, help them rise above the scam on the land and their lives. And I'm cutting like a knife all the lies by the slice. Independent of this democracy is really worth the fight. My request is reasonable, a tribe undefeatable ambitious, deep moving towards solutions that are feasible. It's unbelievable, all the slow moving people, naked care less just as long as they are comfortable. Man, it's unforgivable because the conditions now are critical. Whether or not you're ready, we are now approaching the pinnacle. It's difficult to say exactly what to do, but the change begins with me, and I reflect it back to you and you and you and you and you and you. Use your ability to choose. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. It all.
That was Nako Bear and Medicine for the People with Vultures of Culture, and before that, Nico Soul with Windigo. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. Today's poem is by William Giles with Captain America.
Open letter to Marvel Comics. I've always been confused about your flagship character, Captain America. As one of those militarized nations in the history of the world, I don't understand how our mascot's primary weapon is a shield. I feel like he'd be more authentic if he walked around with a nuclear missile stuffed into his tidy whities, or if he stalked around waterboarding terrorists with Diet Coke, or if he toted a bag of Big Macs to clog the arteries of his enemies. If the next Avengers movie is a prequel and we travel back to 1492, would they call Christopher Columbus Captain America? Would his weapon be a flag infected with smallpox, or if it was set in Hawaii 1778, would that American captain's name be Cook, his weapon a ship full of cholera? When I see that shield, I'm reminded that one of every eight adult natives in Guam is a U.S. veteran, that American Samoa has the top army recruiting station in the country, that Polynesian Islanders have the highest casualty rates in our armed forces. We are dying to belong. And I'm beginning to understand the metaphor of Captain America's weapon. So show me how a man builds a human shield, fills a military with the children of nations he has slain. We in the United States spend over 8 times as much of our budget on warfare than we do on education, and we wait as failing schools spit out kids unserved, wait until the opportunities we dreamed of seem farther away than the stars our people once used as maps, and we ask the question to the young, would you fire a gun to feed your sons? Would you die on a battlefield to build a house for your daughter? We in America decry warlords in Africa for enlisting 13-year-old soldiers while ROTC recruiters fish cadets out of our classroom sea. When the military grabs the land your family used to farm, sugar plantation becomes platoon. But when farmers till the earth with guns, the only crop is blood. When war is our only industry, the only crop is blood. In these territories, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, Samoa, Northern and Marianas Virgin Islands, the people are unable to cast a vote for the US president who decides where and when we go to war. So they're a shield with a lip, but no mouth, no say what country it will be thrown into next. We are so much more than war's bone and blood fist, more than body-made bullet trap. I will show you how a shield given no voice can still grow teeth, still teach itself how to speak. We, survivors turned soldiers, we once and always will be warriors. We, as Captain America, when your shield, our people, decide our lives are worth more than the price of your citizenship, what will you hide behind then?
That was William Giles with his spoken word poem, Captain America, which was our little segment of Native Poetry Corner. Coming up next, this is Snotty Nose Rez Kids with the Warriors here on Rose City Native Radio.
Hell nah, we won't go, boy.
Go, boy.
Welcome here to my side.
My side.
I'm from the people of the snow, boy.
Snow, boy.
That mean I thrive in the wintertime.
Wintertime.
Yeah, I'm what they call a savage kid. My family tree is bigger than the Old and New Testament. I put a fist up. That's where they're calling Kaepernick. Somebody gotta stand for it.
Yo, tell them who you want.
So beware, we black snake killers. Black fish, I've been a killer. We're the ones you can't get rid of. Sound familiar? Yeah, long hair that Rick Nature boy from the village, G.E. For really, really, you see, I don't rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Nah, I stand and rock.
Stand and rock.
Yeah. I think there's something in the water.
Water.
Here's some food for thought. Is it really a felony for wanting my water clean? Expect it's not the rage against the machine. Ain't moving like Rosa P. Nope. You know why? Cause this dream catcher and catching your pipe dream word. Look what happened in Flint. No disrespect, but the same thing happens to village kids that sip water from the tap and are dying to live from the cancer it gives. Where's the state of emergency for them?
I don't know.
Act like you know the story.
Know the story.
Broken treaties, unholy matrimony.
Matrimony.
One nation under the creator, homie. Yeah. All my relations, many with Choney.
Warriors, come out and play.
Come out and play.
Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for this.
They be greasing their hands. Putting on our people while they're stacking their bands. While they say we all equal, they don't look at us as people. All they see is our land. Believe in the cedar, yeah. We can leave it to beaver, yeah. True, don't act for the man, we need a real leader. Middle fingers to the colorblind, no disrespect. But if you don't see color, you don't see me neither. Step in line, man. Who invited Uncle Sam? Copper shields held high, we'll be fine, fam. Yeah, we ready for war. Don't cross the line in the sand. You'll be lying in the sand. Boy, I die for my land. Real talk. Look, I stand with the warriors, yeah. This land is who we are. We can't let you destroy us. Until the people said, yo, bro, they can employ us. Look, man, it's not like I haven't noticed.
Hey, Quentin, I work for Tandem Logging, your apprenticeship of heavy duty mechanic. But we are looking, if you're interested, give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you, bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To go to the pre-message deleted, you have no more messages.
Tiny house, what up? If water is life, please fill me a cup so I can spill it on your face and wake a dumbass up. Enough is enough, wake up, yo. Kinder Morgan, here's a Kinder surprise. Indigenous resistance, man, we got 9 lives. We put a life on the line, not a lifeline. I'll be damned if I see another broken pipeline.
Warriors, come out and play.
Officers.
Stay.
Stay.
Put a fist to the sky.
Stay.
If fist to the sky. If you ride with me, as long as I'm alive, I'll stand for thee.
If the unceded land is your home, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you like your water clean yet alone, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. You know we're ready for war, we in a zone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you die for your land, let me know. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist.
In conflict, I'm a disaster. Fight for clean water. Now that's a battle rap of red blood, red skin, highly forsaken. You talking, I won't. That's the difference. I put my people on my back, on my home nation, knowing they're the reason that I rap. Ha. Tell me what you're rapping for. If you ain't in it for change, then don't brag about the score. Ain't no reason for you to ever go tour. If you rap like little B and talk that folklore. Whoa, baddest ever still breathing red skin with a battle cry here for every season. Chief, hell no, angel star, no spangle, never had. Family over everything. Family is the motivation and my pain medicine. Never afraid to go and get it in. Never been a lame, and a lame is what I never been. I do this for my dead relatives, and every boy is stuck in on a land settle me. I hope you understand the beast that is awoken is a proud native and never mistaken for a token. If you're looking for a problem, then I think you might have found them. I'ma always stand up and let them know I am astounding. No, you ain't met a native who was conquering, toppling over offerings. Imagine another stopping me. I've been the topic of prophecies, ancient Indian philosophies to find the words to toss at thee. I am a cocky being, being a being of awkward schemes. My lack of father figure made my future not so clean. Stuck to a hollow dream, stumbled through my first 16. I was written out of pain, that started when I reached my teens. Stayed on a solo mission, life taught me to go to distance. Way before Kevin Costner was told from a ghostly vision. Can't save my pot to pissing, wasn't porcelain. Treat you like burgundy and fracture your upper dorsamines. Red skin off for years, minus the black trench. Point to left field, start crushing the first pitch. You know life could just switch, it all depends on the circle that you keep. Mine is family and friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask again. I never came to play, don't be asking me. Unless you're serious and ready to pay the fee. I represent my nation, Samson is the hoe. If you need to know that home is a toe. Got love for everyone and die for those I call. My wife and my kids and that's about all.
That was A Tribe Called Red featuring Helen Back with The People's Champ, and before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with The Warriors. It's now time for your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, in another amazing adventure.
Super Indian!
Super Indian! The origins of wampum bags. 2 years later at the Leaning Oak School, history teacher Jorgen Storm calms his students.
Now, name the seven clans of the Leaning Oak Band. Hubert.
Yes, Mr. Storm. Eagle, beaver, deer, moose,
wolf, fish, and bear.
Very good, Derek. You're my best student.
Mr. Storm, I have 4 out of 7. I care.
I care not for whiners, Hubert. Now, my people are the Geats, more commonly referred to as Goths. Bear.
My cousin is a Goth. He wears pasty white makeup and black eyeliner, but he sweats real bad. We call him the Crow.
Does anyone understand what he just said?
Yes, it's Super Indian! Young Hubert Logan continues to harness his superpowers. He and his best friend, General Bear, meet at recess.
Hubert, remember who hauled Derek in? My FBI dad, that's who. Oh, hi, Derek.
General Bear, your dad is FBI, all right. A fry bread inspector.
Derek, General Bear's dad hauled your butt to juvie.
Wasn't juvie. It was a laboratory.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Okay, put him up.
Derek, Grandma Logan is behind
you. I'm not afraid of that old bag.
Got a job for all of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Tribal Councilman Jerry Yellowshirt is making a movie and needs extras. Come to the cafeteria after school, boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Later that day, Grandma Flora Logan sits before the cameras of Wallace Ward, respected New York anthropologist and filmmaker.
Mrs. Logan, as Leading Oaks tribal historian and medicine woman, I need your honest opinion on government policies that disregard tribal sovereignty.
Oh, no. I'll cast.
People don't want happy. Your bitterness will guarantee this documentary a spot at a major film festival, huh?
He'll make us more popular than the Lakotas.
Jerry Yellowshirt! Don't believe everything a guy wearing braids says. Where are you from, Anthro-Man?
That is none of your concern, Mrs. Logan. Bring in the artifacts, please, Mr. Storm.
Here it is, Mr. Ward. Straight from the school basement. This crate has been sealed since 1924. Boys, help me get the lid open.
Wow, those are some dusty moccasins.
Mr. Storm, look at this cool belt.
Why, my great-grandfather, Horace Yellowshirt, wore that at the spring fling.
Give me that. So, the legend published in Anthro Now is true. Huh? It's the mystical wampum belt of the Iroquois medicine man, Rabbit Micmac. I, Wallace Ward, celebrated native advocate, take possession of this belt. Let me adjust this here.
Don't put it on! Power's too great! No!
Oh, wow! Hubert! That Anthro disappeared into dust?
Silly Anthro! Wampum belts aren't for kids. They're for men who can control the power.
Jürgen Storm, don't put it on!
Flora Logan, unlike others of your tribe, I wanted to learn from your medicine.
Mrs. Logan, I'm sorry I dropped out of your storytelling class. I got a conference call. Gotta run.
The wampum belt is mine! Jürgen Storm is no more. I am now Wampum Biggs, and I am the boss of you all.
boys, go get help.
Wampum, let's go to Area 51. I'll show you some real power tools. Follow me.
Derek Thunder, this is the beginning of a beautiful evil friendship. Take that, Flora Logan.
Come back, or you are hoots.
Moments later, a shaken Hubert and General Bear crouch behind the school dumpster.
General Bear, look, smoke.
Hubert, there's Grandma. She looks like a piece of burnt toast. Grandma, you okay?
Oh, Wampum Bags and Derek got away with that wampum belt.
Grandma, when Derek Thunder and Wampum Bags come back, we'll be ready for them.
Yeah.
And there you have it, the evil origins of Super Indian's nemesis, Wampum Bags. Tune in next time for more exciting adventures with Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Yes, that was Super Indian, based off the comic book by Jürgen Storm. More information can be found at superindiancomics.com. Coming up next, this is Buffy St. Marie with My Country, Tis of Thy People, You're Dying, here on community-supported radio, KBOO Portland.
Now that your big eyes are finally opened, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kins or mud, and a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Hear how the bargain was made for the West with her shivering children in 0 degrees. Blankets for your land, so the treaties attest. Oh, well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed. And the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease dying soldiers that day. And the tribes were wiped out and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From the Grand Canyon's caverns to Craven's sad hills, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. From Los Angeles County to upstate New York, the white nation fattens while others grow lean. Oh, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens our lifeblood shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've brought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy, pitying the blindness that you've never seen, that the eagles of war whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows pushed the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
That was Buffy St. Marie, My Country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. And as always, we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
With a drum, a song, this bravest change of time. This is the truth reckoning, the human awakening. Together, brothers and sisters, I will no more. Together, brothers and sisters, I